that's come in since this report was published.
Great. Great job of sandbagging. Las Palmas Medical Plaza deposits. The district check register 24 to 25. Credit card detail in 26. Anybody comments? None? Hearing none. Check register on 27. The retirement protection program. These people are living a long time.
They're working a long time.
They did work a long time. And it's amazing. They seldom leave. I mean, this goes back almost, 28 years now?
23.
All right. Well, I can't count. Grant payment schedule. Okay. Now let's go to the, let's take an action to approve the financial reports. Is there a motion?
No, move.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Las Palmas Medical Plaza lease for rent deferral.
Okay. As we discussed at prior meetings, we had some tenants that requested some rent relief. And so what we had agreed with the tenants was to do a rent deferral for a certain period of time. Some were 2 months, some were 4 months, and indicated that the deferred rent would then be allocated over the remaining life of the lease. And so we indicated that we'd come back later with a lease addendum to reflect that rent deferral discussion. And that's what you have before you. Is to approve that lease addendum, which was drafted by the district's legal counsel.
Not to be picky, but you've got two misspelled words just in the title. Commercial lease, the word commercial, and Desert Heel Care District.
All right.
You know, once
spell check doesn't catch those uppercase letters, but eyes do. So thank you, Donna.
I like the heel care thing, so.
Yeah.
The heel care, exactly.
Good. Any other corrections? We're going to incorporate those corrections in the final. Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the addendum for rent deferral?
So moved.
I'll second that. Now, that's the same number as last period, isn't it, Chris? There's been no change in the requests.
Correct. The request is the same. This is just a lease addendum that will recognize
that. Formalize it, yeah.
Formalize it, thank you.
Do you think things are getting a little bit more active, that they'll be able to kind of resume their level of care starting it up and...
I haven't heard specifically, but I haven't heard any additional issues of concern for delays or, additional requests. So my belief is, especially with a couple of my own providers, I think they've, needed a little time to accommodate, adjust to some telehealth procedures and such. And so my belief is that they're making those adjustments and, then also making the necessary safety provisions for any in-person visits.
Okay. Thank you.
No further questions. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay. The Las Palmas Medical Plaza renewal of suites 102 and 103, Quest Diagnostics. Any questions from the board? No. Comments, Chris?
None? No, just they've been around for a long time. They'd requested a few adjustments to some of the language in our agreement, which went through with Jeff, our legal counsel. We made some of those minor edits and that to accommodate, and that's in the document that you have before you.
Okay. We did have a motion and second, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? None. The service agreement with Roush Communications for board and CEO roles and relationship workshop. Not to exceed.
Okay. So what was sent to you is lease addendum, I'm sorry, service agreement addendum. Originally, the amount included in this only included the proposal for the additional four workshops that could potentially happen then for the board. So the proposal for the four additional workshops is totaling $32,200. That's the proposal before you. The workshop that we conducted in January was not included in a previous service agreement, so we're capturing that in this service agreement addendum. So the total service agreement is requested is for not to exceed $44,400.
Good. Any questions from board members?
Have we scheduled those meetings? Have we scheduled those, or are those just contingent right now?
They're contingent presently. Get the service agreement approved, and then CEO will work with scheduling the next workshops. And anticipated to be quarterly workshops when we get those moving again.
Thank you.
Good. Any further questions? Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
I'll second. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay. Then we got to adjourn, and Andrea, I wish you would make the comments or some note about adjourning in honor of Dr. Franker. Thank you. All right. Let's call the Desert Healthcare Foundation meeting to order. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
There's a second?
Yes, second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any public comment? Your motion to approve the minutes of May 12th?
I'll move that.
Second.
There's a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
CEO report? Blank?
Blank. Anna?
Okay. Again, walk through the financial statements quickly. The finance statement. Any questions?
I have a general question. Have we gotten any blowback on the announcement to the public about the use of funds across the entire catchment area of the district? Has there been any reaction to that at all?
Everything we have heard is positive.
Everything is positive. Okay, good.
The only thing that I want to note from the financials is our budget for the $300,000 for the committed funds for grant opportunities that we have in our current annual budget. We have not used any of that, so just wanted to make note that we will be accruing that $300,000 so that we do not lose it, and we will include it in our grant payment schedule so that in the future, as we're awarding contracts or grant agreements, that they will apply against that $300,000. And then we have the $300,000 that was approved in the next fiscal year budget as well. So we have the total of $600,000 that will be committed based on the prior approval.
Good. Any questions on the deposits? On 9, the check register, credit card expenditure, and the grant schedule on 12. Nothing? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve the financial reports?
I'll move that.
Is there a second? Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any other matters?
And I apologize, I should have offered earlier when we were talking about the Martin Roush agreement, I should have allowed Conrado if he had any comments. So I apologize if I overstepped my bounds there.
No worries, Chris.
Yeah, now that you got it passed, it's usually best just to be quiet.
Forgive me.
May I share a piece of information? I'm not sure if I should have done it the first meeting or the second meeting.
Doesn't matter. Go ahead.
You should forgive me for being a little bit out of order. You know that we master lease the suite that operates the family medicine clinic, and we did have a portion of that lease approved through the district for subleasing to UCR. So I did want to make the real estate committee aware that that sublease will be coming to conclusion at the end of this month, but that Desert Regional, I believe I previously made you aware that we are opening our own family medicine program. We have 20 residents that will be starting the 1st of July. And so Desert will continue to maintain and use that space for its original intent, which is for primary care. Primary care and or mental health per the terms of the lease.
Good. Thank you for that information. I don't see any problem with that at all because it was a sublease we'd approved. So thank you very much. And I'm glad you're continuing to rent.
Oh, yes. Well, we were always the primary rent payer anyway. So.
I know. Good.
I have a generic question. Is there anything related to us that we have to be aware of given the level of, let me call it, civil activities going on in our area in terms of the hospital, in terms of...
Well, you know, I will tell you from our perspective, the protests that have taken place have been very well organized, very orderly, very respectful, and we have had absolutely no issues that's taken place during any of the protests.
Okay, good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, good. That's been very respectful. Yep.
Good. Any further business? I think we're any other matters? I don't believe so. With that, unless there's objection, I think we can stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Nice. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. I
apologize for the tech problems.
Chris? Chris, yeah? I have a personal question. Do you have a preferred provider for computer equipment where we get a deal or...